Hey, good day, everybody, and welcome to Total Wellness Radio. Thank you for making us a part of your day. In today's episode, we catch up with Christine Garvin, a functional nutritionist based in Asheville, North Carolina. Christine weaves together her personal health journey, including a fibroid surgery, which nearly killed her, with her training in functional health and nutrition to help women heal their gut and become empowered when it comes to their hormones. Christine has been featured in Health, Shape, Parade Magazine, and MSN, among other outlets. So thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Total Wellness Radio, where we catch up with Christine Garvin. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. We are grateful that you made us a part of your day. I'm super excited. I've got Christine Garvin. She is a functional nutritionist out of Asheville, North Carolina. Christine, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We are excited to bring you Christine's story. She's got a diverse background, some amazing things to share on today's podcast. And as with all my guests, I love to start off, Christine, by just giving you a minute or two to really share with our listeners, what was it that happened in your own personal life potentially that put you on the path to getting involved as a functional nutritionist and getting involved in this line of work?
Well, there's actually probably two times in my life that really brought me here. And the first one was right after college in my early 20s when I graduated, and I always say my stomach fell out. Basically, graduation. And then suddenly, you know, everything was not quite working the same. And it took me probably 5 years to unwind all of that and understand that it came down to doing 3 rounds of antibiotics in college for strep throat. Nobody was talking about beneficial bacteria or probiotics at that point, right? And so no knowledge about that, and really just messed up my gut when I combined that sort of with the stress of graduating from college and not knowing what I wanted to do with my life. So that was the beginning of my journey towards holistic health. I moved to California after college, and I was in San Francisco Bay Area, and I just kind of dove into the nutrition to start, and then eventually kind of rounded out the whole thing by getting my master's in holistic health education, because I realized it wasn't just about nutrition, right? I'm sure all your listeners know, you can't just tackle the one area. It's the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, the mental, the whole together. So, you know, I really sort of learned a lot and came back and had great digestion and the whole deal. And then when I was about 39, I learned I had a fibroid. And by the time I found out that I had the fibroid, it was relatively large. And I didn't know that much about hormones at that point. And I didn't really know what to do besides what my doctor was telling me, you know, which was recommending surgery. My other option would have been to go on an estrogen blocker, and I didn't want to go into early menopause. So I decided on surgery. I had a myomectomy, which is when they just go in and remove the fibroid and leave the uterus intact, because I wanted to keep my uterus. It's, you know, supposed to be a pretty simple surgery. They do it all the time. But in my case, it ended up not being a simple surgery. Although they thought it went well, 2 weeks later, I landed in the ER with sepsis. And what ended up happening was they had to cut me open to figure out why I was dumping, you know, all this fluids into my abdominal cavity. And it turns out that they burned me in 3 places in my intestines during that fibroid surgery.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes. And really, you know, I was on the edge. I mean, they told the surgeons at the ER told my family that, you know, if it had been a day later, I would have been dead. I was really lucky that I didn't go into septic shock. None of my organs shut down. But basically, when they cut me open, they had to spend hours just cleaning out my abdominal cavity and my intestines. They tried to save my colon, but, you know, basically where one of the burns had happened, the surgeon later told me that it was like trying to back together ground beef.
Oh, no.
So I ended up losing about half of my colon and about 8 inches of small intestine, and my appendix, of course, was in that area, so that came out too. And, you know, basically I was in ICU and out for 2 days. So I don't even remember all of the original surgery where they cut out my colon, and then they ended up placing an ostomy, and a second surgery that weekend. So I had a temporary ileostomy. I technically had a second ostomy because I had a mucous fistula placed too. And then they can't sew you back up when you have sepsis. So I ended up having a womb vac for about 6 weeks after that too. Yep.
Oh,
IV antibiotics for weeks. Basically it was obviously life-changing. I had been a dancer full-time at that point. That was the end of my dance career. And when I got out of the hospital, started to get, you know, my wherewithal. And of course, a lot of that first 6 months was not only about healing, but looking forward to getting what's called a reversal surgery, when they would take down my ostomy and essentially sew back together the rest of my colon to my small intestine. So I had a lot of focus on that, obviously, and all the things that could go wrong with that. But I made it through, and then it, you know, came to me, well, what do I want to do now? What is the purpose of me kind of going through all of this? And, you know, besides the fact that medical trauma, unfortunately, we're not very well protected in North Carolina. Let's just put it that way. So there was no repercussions for that medical trauma, and on and on and on. But when I stepped back, I said, well, why did I have this fibroid in the first place? And that's really a hormonal imbalance, you know. And the thing is, up to 80% of women will have a fibroid by the time they're 50. And this is not something that's being talked about. I did not know what a fibroid was before I had one. And I just essentially was like, I want to know as much information as I can about hormones and working with your hormones, especially as women go into perimenopause, because I was at that place in my life. So that was the sort of beginning of my new journey and the work that I do now.
You know, if anybody has the perfect backdrop to pursue this type of work, you know, from your tragedy, I mean, rises this new career and getting involved in as a functional nutritionist and hormonal expert and things of that nature. That's a fascinating story, and I thank you for taking the time to share it.
Absolutely.
What do you find the most rewarding, like fulfilling aspect now that you're doing this as a functional nutritionist? Mm-hmm. What do you find being the most fulfilling for you?
Honestly, simply teaching women about hormones, because we have never been taught a thing about our hormones, right? And we're disempowered without having that knowledge. We rely on going to our doctors. We rely on them giving us, you know, birth control or surgery or some kind of other medication to dampen our symptoms, and none of that is getting at the root cause, right? And so much of that is because we don't understand what is happening in our bodies. You know, in a perfect world, both boys and girls would be learning at a very young age what their hormones do in their body and how things work.
Yes.
And understanding when something goes wrong, why that is, you know, and it's frustrating sometimes for my clients, because they say to me, why didn't anybody ever tell me this? You know, when I start to break down just the simple fact of what a menstrual cycle entails, which I think is actually an incredible process that is so cool, that is happening all month long without us even having to think about it, you know, and the beauty and the power behind that. And like I said, my clients will get very frustrated, and I understand that. But here we are, educating now. You can educate your daughters, your sisters, your nieces, you know, the younger generation on this, so that they can really take control of their own health and their own body in a different way, you know. And we can into perimenopause, menopause, you know, the rest of our lives.
Yeah. You know, you touched on something that I really hadn't thought about very closely until the way you phrased it, which I really appreciate, is that there's a very dynamic process taking place during a woman's menstrual cycle. I always, you know, as a guy, hey, I just took it for granted. Women know what's going on and it's no big deal. But, you know, the way you described it, there's quite a bit of dynamics going on in the blood and the liver and the digestive organs, everything, the endocrine system, the emotions. There's quite a dynamic orchestra at play here.
Absolutely. That's what I call it all the time. I say it's a symphony or orchestra, because it's really a never ending process, you know, because even as we get towards the end of, you know, a cycle, your FSH you know, which is a hormone in your brain. And we can certainly talk about just really how much the brain plays a role in it, you know, is already starting to go up for the next cycle. So there's never a drop dead point. They kind of work into the next over and over. And it's beautiful when you understand what's going on at different phases of your cycle, because there are things that you can do to really make that phase work better for certain aspects of your life. You know, just for example, at ovulation or right before ovulation, you're going to have the most energy in general, right? You're going to have the most kind of, I always say, the most like sass and the most like shine to yourself. So it's a perfect time to go out in the world, whether that means in your work, trying to, you know, do a deal or get a new client, or in relationships, you know, you can maybe like dust off your little dance dress and go out, or just whatever you want to do out in the world, that's a good time to do that. Versus when you're getting close to your period, especially those last 2 to 3 days before your period starts, that's a perfect time to really connect to your intuition. Your intuition is strong. Your truth is strong.
Wow.
When your hormones are basically plummeted, right? Those 2 days beforehand, your estrogen and progesterone are basically plummeted. And that is when you can't deny your truth to yourself. And a lot of women don't like that. They try and sort of hide that, and they get frustrated, and they're like, ah, I hate that, I feel horrible. But if we actually connect to that and what is coming up then, it's a great guidepost for what needs to shift and change in your life.
Yeah, that's a fascinating thing. You just kind of mark the cycles of where it's at, and you're going through different cycles of emotional and intellectual opportunities, is what I'm hearing you connect, right?
Yep.
Right along with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
What do you think has, based on your experience, been the most challenging aspect of what you do, educating women about this process?
Well, I think, I'll start with saying, I think I feel lucky when my clients have a doctor that's on board with being a team, you know, because honestly, the situations that work the best for my clients is when we're able to all work together, you know, and the doctor that they have is open to acknowledging the things that they don't know. And then obviously they know things that I don't know. So when we all work together, it's going to be the best, versus situations with, you know, sort of traditional allopathic doctors that aren't so open. And that can be a harder time, you know, just to, for the client, really, for them to know which way to go, who to listen to, what, you know, steps to take, and also that the doctor's understanding that the process that we go through is going to take longer when we're talking about root cause issues, right? That's going to take longer than if you started a medication.
Sure.
And I'm not against medication either, you know, in some situations we need that. But, you know, if we're trying to, especially when we're talking about hormones, it's going to take 3 to 6 months for things to really level out. Let's put it that way, you know, and it takes some work, and it takes some dedication, because we have to unwind from the kind of crazy lives that we've been living, because our hormones don't really like that. And it takes a while for some of those shifts to really happen and get ingrained for people.
Yeah. You know, I know there's people that have already heard this to this point, and they're going to want to figure out a way to get in touch with you. Can you just drop a quick note for our listeners? What's the best way for them to get in touch with you and connect with your services and products, which we're going to talk about here in more detail?
Yeah, my website is a great place to start. I have everything on there, and that's just ChristineGarvin.com.
Okay.
So, I think that's the easiest place to go.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. The delivery of your knowledge and expertise with the people that you consult with, do you provide, like, is there online? Is there one-on-one? Is there a clinic? Do you have, like, different services and products that you provide with that? Kind of fill in some of the gaps for our listeners. I'm intrigued to hear some of the resources that you have to offer them.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm actually just stepping out of one-on-ones. I'm just maintaining sort of the clients that I've had for a while now, because we're really focused on growing our programs, our online programs. So one of my favorite things that I offer with my colleague is called Perimenopause Like a Boss. So it's an online program. We're actually going to start again in the first week of November, November 6th, I believe it is. And it's a 5-week intro program for women to really start to understand what's going on in their body, and then know what to do from a dietary, you know, lifestyle, supplemental, BHRT, all of those. We're going to give you the knowledge to actually, like I said earlier, be empowered in what is happening in your body instead of feeling disempowered and crazy like so many women do. And then on my website, you'll find other online self-guided programs. There's lots of different classes, webinars, programs that you can find on there. So those are great places to start. And then I do offer just a ton. If you follow me, you know, on Instagram, LinkedIn, those places, I offer a ton of free resources, information there all the time. And I do love speaking. I do speaking gigs too. I just was in LA actually talking about, at the Mindfulness Expo, I was just talking about syncing your cycle with your work and your life. And wow, the ways to really, to go through all that. And then, you know, I do talk about fibroids a lot. I'm working with fibroids. I just did a presentation for Full Script, for people that are familiar with Full Script, the dispensary. So those are some of the ways to connect with me.
That's wonderful. For our listeners, and keeping it generic, but
yeah,
could you share maybe, I mean, your personal story of, you know, overcoming some of the health challenges and getting yourself, you know, on track is wonderful. Is there any reviews or testimonials maybe you can kind of share with our listeners to kind of get an idea of, like, here's a basic case, here's what happened, that type of thing?
Reviews or testimonials?
Yeah, like a client you've worked with and some of the things that you've had to deal with and help them overcome.
Yeah. So one thing that I'm actually, we're just kind of coming on the other side of, I have a client who is actually 54 and not yet in menopause.
Wow.
And she came to me because she was bleeding for, I think, about 75 days straight, which is not good because you're going to be severely anemic, among other things, at that point. And her doctors didn't really know what to do about that. And so, you know, we started out with the basics, you know, understanding, doing hormone testing, but understanding that if you're bleeding that consistently at that age, then you're basically have no progesterone happening whatsoever, you know, and you're most likely having an estrogen dominance or high estrogen situation, which, you know, typically at 54 as a woman, you wouldn't have.
Yeah.
And there's some extenuating circumstances that I won't go into in this case. But one of the main goals right off the bat was, we got to stop you bleeding, you know, and it took a minute. We tried some topical progesterone first and that didn't really get it. But then we were able to get her doctor on board with getting her on bioidentical progesterone. And we really had to play with those levels. And finally, you know, she emails me one day. She's like, I stopped bleeding. I was like, yes.
That's awesome.
It was such an amazing thing. And then, you know, because there's so many things you have to work on in that situation, because that iron is so low, we need to get the iron up. But I don't like my clients to be on iron for a long period of time, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, we have to get this bleeding stopped so that we can build up those stores. And then her thyroid was impacted, all of these areas. Yeah. And so another thing that was so good was we just got some follow-up labs that she had done. And so her thyroid's looking much better. Her iron levels are looking much better. Basically everything across the board was looking better. And so that's such a win.
And she has got to be feeling better.
Oh, 100%. You know, I mean, and even just going to digestion, because we're working on that too. You know, she said to me the other day, she was just like, it's kind of crazy to me how long that she was going just feeling, you know, not good, essentially, and yes, definitely struggling with that digestion. And she has a pretty high power job. And it's always amazing to me how women can just push through.
They are the superior species. I'm here to... Just no, hands down.
So that's my favorite win, honestly, with all of my clients, is if their energy improves and they just have the ability to, you know, get not just get through their day, but enjoy their days, enjoy their work more, enjoy their families more because they have that energy. And so, you know, energy can go out in many different ways, whether that's your hormones, that your digestion, you know, your liver, all these things. So bringing that energy back in and giving it to them, that's my favorite part.
I really appreciate one of your opening comments about, you know, when you're practicing holistic, you know, functional nutrition, you know, part of function is mind, body, spirit connection wrapped together as a whole human being, and optimal performance is based on addressing those things. You know, I can only guess, but I'm going to speak for you on this one. I know you and I both have had amazing mentors throughout our lives. Hopefully we'll have many more. Who would you like to, you know, in shifting gears a little bit, is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge or, you know, maybe give a little shout out to or say, hey, you know, thank you so much for being there, or this person or this course or that, you know, seminar really changed my life. Is there anybody that comes to mind on that note?
100%. Nicole Jardim, who I actually did her Fix Your Period apprenticeship right after I came out of the chaos of my surgeries. And that was really my introduction to hormones. And she does a beautiful job of teaching. I learned so much in that. And that really opened me up. You know, I had done nutrition work before, but that opened me up to the functional path and really bridging the hormones and the functional path together, and just set me on this course of life that I'm on right now. So yeah, big props. And she continues to be a great friend and mentor. And, you know, I appreciate that too.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. They become lifelong friends, don't they?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I love it because I get to, it's a certification program she teaches now, and I get to go back and teach about fibroids every year in that program. So, yeah, such a wonderful, wonderful relationship. I'm very grateful for.
That's wonderful. So what are some of your additional plans or goals for the future that we can expect to have from you, Christine?
Well, we are continuing to grow the program work. So we are going to grow the Perimenopause Like a Boss into an even longer program, because we want women to have that support, be able to utilize hormone testing, things like that, if they're not able to do that. So it's basically like you're working with me one-on-one. We're just in this group setting where you have that support of other women going through the same situation. And I love that, because I think it helps a lot of women actually stay on track more even than one-on-ones. Cause I know sometimes people are like, oh, but I want to work one-on-one with you. But I always say you're going to actually get more information and support and keep on track when you're in this group program. So that's one thing that's coming next year. And then we're also, two colleagues and I are going to be creating a practitioner program too. So teaching particularly about perimenopause, because it's a hot topic these days, right? But there's a lot of misinformation that's happening out there. So we really want any practitioner that is wanting to bring that into their practice, because they're seeing a lot of issues with perimenopause in their practice, we want them to be able to have the tools with what to do.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you touch on that. We are a brick and mortar clinic primarily. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a mentorship program, and we also have our lab. And you know, we see 120 to 130 office visits a week, on average, and, you know, over 5,000 visits a year, and our clientele base, 35 to 55 women, men wonder why women outlive them, but women take care of themselves, you know, women pay attention.
Generally, it's true.
Yeah. You know? And so, we would love
to. You're like, guys, come on in too. Yeah. We can help you too.
Well, the women bring the kids and then the guys. Right. That's how it works.
Yep.
You know, 100%. They bring.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
So you went
over. Every guy I've worked with in my practice, the wife has brought him.
Yep.
Essentially.
100%. I don't get guys, especially in Wyoming, right? They're walking around, you know, eating chicken legs and a bucket of beer and saying, go ahead, bend my arm. That kinesiology stuff's crazy. Go ahead, try, you know. But when the women get a hold of them, they have a different tune.
Yep, 100%. Thank God.
yes. So we definitely, I'm very thrilled that we're having this conversation, not just for the listeners, but for me as well. You know, you have some resources that my clients will benefit from. And so I'm excited to explore that with you as well. This is going to be good.
Yeah. So. Absolutely, yeah.
So as we get ready to wrap this up, you know, time flies when you're having fun.
It's true.
And I appreciate it. First of all, promise me that we'll do it again in the future as you expand your program, maybe after the first of the year. Let's do a volume two on Total Wellness Radio. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, 100%. I'm in.
Thank you so much. And as we wrap up, share with it. Everybody's got their pearl of wisdom, right? That thing that they love to share that is just like one of their staple mantras. And I know that my listeners would love to hear one of Christine's. So if you can share that with us as we get ready to wrap up, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I think my mantra is there is always a reason for whatever physical issue that you're having, and you can get better. You know, your body is just letting you know something is off. It's not here to hurt you or dislike you or any of those things that I think people can feel like, you know, they feel their bodies against them. And I'm saying it's here for you and it's here to let you know that something's off. So you got to listen to it. You got to love it. You got to connect to it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. We will do it again, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
All right, everybody, for Christine Garvin in Asheville, North Carolina, this is Dr. Dan Young here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, signing off for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. That's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Remember, if you are a practitioner in the healing arts and would like to have your own interview on Total Wellness Radio, please reach out to me, 307-631-5300. That's 307-631-5300. Send me a text message, your name and your modality, and let's get you scheduled to be on an upcoming episode of Total Wellness Radio.